This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, Dr. Faustus Fauci has come out and told them, we already know, the mask is a sign of submission, like Islam, a sign of slavery, sign of respect to the fraud of the NIH, the National Health Services in Europe, in the UK. There's a video on Infowars.com. It's a long video of them doing TikTok videos while people die in the emergency room waiting area. And everyone's clapping. It's so Marie Antoinette-esque. Let them eat cake. But here's Dr. Fauci. Here he is.
I wear it for the reason that I believe it is effective. It is. It's not 100% effective. I mean, it's sort of respect for another person and have that other person respect you. You wear a mask. They wear a mask. You protect each other.
Impossible.
I mean, I do.
You wear a mask. They wear a mask. You protect each other. Take the UN condoms. Don't have children either. Don't shake hands anymore. That's a bad...
All the studies show it actually makes you sick to not shake hands. When doctors come out and expose the real science, he has them banned off YouTube because Fauci gave us HIV. Fauci works for Bill and Melinda Gates. Fauci, let's hear from Fauci again. Start the clip over, please.
I wear it for the reason that I believe it is effective. It is. It's not 100% effective. I mean, it's sort of respect for another person and have that other person respect you. You wear a mask. They wear a mask. You
be respectful and do what I say. Millions are going to die. Okay, it's not true. Okay, we're killing old people. I recommended we put them all in there with COVID patients and kill them. It's okay, though. You're doing well. I'm your daddy now, okay?
No, Fauci, you should be up on charges of capital premeditated murder, you little snot-nosed rat. And you're not going to get away with any of the crap you're pulling, you little monster. Let's finish up with this punk.
And have that other person respect you. You wear a mask, they wear a mask.
Pause again.
You send somebody with COVID to the nursing home, that's what mainly kills. We get higher numbers and we make money. I respect the old people when I send the COVID patient in there, even though the doctors say don't do it. Forget the doctors. I control NIH. I am Fausti. I am Faust. You do what I say. Oh, yeah, finish up.
Each other. I mean, I do it when I'm in the public for the reasons that, A, I want to protect myself and protect others. And also because I want to make it be a symbol for people to see that that's the kind of thing you should be doing. And when I walk around the street in the neighborhood where I live in Washington, D.C., which still has a considerable number of infections.
Oh, yes, very dangerous.
It's clear that many people are doing that.
Still very scary.
Sounds like a Looney Tunes character. But he's deadly dangerous.
You want to protect yourself. Like, listen, we're going to protect the old people. We got something that mainly only kills old people, respiratory. Let's put the patients in there with the healthy ones. But, oh, family can't come see them. You might have it. But if you have it, we're going to put you in there. And then we're going to make a lot of money out of it. And once we corrupt all the hospitals that went along with it, we control them now. I am Fauci. I am your boss. I am your master. And now the lockdown never ends. And I have shots for you. I am Fauci.
Right, we got a guest join us for a couple segments to put up this amazing. I mean, I like that original song. Who put that out? I wear my sunglasses at night. What's that band? Put it on screen. You guys always have your mics turned up, so it's unintelligible. Corey Hart, that's who originally put out the music? Okay. Well, we'll see what happens here coming up, folks. We'll see what happens today. We're going to try our best on the other side. We're going to come in with the music video. No music before it. We're going to come in with the music video, and then we're going to go to our guest who wears his sunglasses at night. And we can put him on screen for folks. There he is right there for you, as you can see. Lightning speed. Yeah! a thought criminal. Infowars.com. Do not visit. Do not spread. Do what Fauci says. Lie down and die.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
I wear my face mask in my car so I can virtue signal in my neighborhood.
Distance.
While they're deceiving me, it cuts my immunity. TV's got control of me. I turn it on, they say.
But this is not over yet.
Don't trust the man with the orange skin, oh no.
It comes from China. There has to be some form of punishment.
Don't mess around with the CDC numbers.
And the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccine.
I wear my face mask in my house so I can stop a symptomatic disease spread to myself.
Rarely does an adaptation on a cover surpass the original, but I have to say Sunglasses at Night, song by Canadian singer Corey Hart, has been eclipsed by Media Bear. Our next guest is an example of dutiful preparation met with outspoken righteousness. He made an instrumental video that inadvertently has become the anthem of mass people around the world. Some have accused him of being an immune system denier. The adaptation of such a rigid application of PPE, personal protection equipment. But at the end of the day, he isn't selfish. In fact, he does protect all of us and mankind. Please clap for Governor Lordship Fauci, David Rockefeller, and, of course, Bill Gates and Media Bear. I'm wrong. You're right. You're a hero. The kids are saying, they say for 3 years in L.A., everyone's going to wear masks. Europe's saying it. No more lunches, no more playgrounds. We're all prisoners. You're heroes. Doesn't matter, all the numbers are fraud. Here's the you, Media Bear.
You know, I'm just doing my part to spread how important it is that we stop the spread of this disease that we may not know that we have, because we may give it to somebody who may never know that they caught it.
Well, yeah, most are asymptomatic. They're counting all the regular deaths from everything else is this. But, I mean, you're such a hero, though, the way you wear that. I mean, who knew that we suddenly men would wear burkas as well?
Well, it's true. You know, it's important that I'm not sure why you're not wearing your mask right now, Alex. This disease has been proven to spread through photons now through the screen. So I would appreciate you to mask up for me.
Okay, I tell you what, next segment, I will go get my mask on, okay? Will you virtue signal and tell me I'm a hero if I do it?
Of course I will, Alex. You'll be protecting all of us at that point.
Did you hear what Fauci had to say earlier, how he does it to teach us to be good and be respectful?
Yeah, you know, the whole thing is actually completely ridiculous and was made from after days and days of arguing with people on our neighborhood website, ultimately.
Yeah, let's get serious for a moment. Tell us who, I mean, if you want to get in thought crime, you make us into prison. In Europe, they actually arrest you if you question it right now. But, I mean, what made you make this great video? Had you done this before? What made you stand up against this wonderful freedom?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'd been arguing with people about this mask situation and, you know, on our neighborhood website. This thing was ultimately made to kind of have fun with me and a few of my friends and my wife and whatnot, and play on our neighborhood website to mess with some of these people. And when I posted it, my channel had 45 subscribers. And the rest is kind of history, is it?
Yeah, tell us what's happened now. People are hungry for art and for truth.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I've gotten so many people that have been really enjoying it and showing it to everyone that they can, and it's actually a pretty humbling experience to see how this thing is, how so many people have enjoyed it. It's really awesome, actually.
What about censorship? All these medical doctors, scientists, you know, former head of the Rockefeller Hospital went public. They banned him, saying it's all basically an overdriven hoax. Because, I mean, you're saying it's real. We should all just worship those that wear masks. Have you had problems? I've seen, you know, tens of millions of views of your video. Have you experienced the love of the big tech protecting us?
You know, I don't really know enough about a lot of that stuff to really have much of an opinion on it. I know that the video, you know, it probably feels to me like it's been viewed more times than it actually has. But, I mean, there's, you know, hundreds of mirrors, lots of people sharing it, probably in places that aren't racking up views and stuff like that.
So, but I mean, where did you pick this song? Because it's just, it's genius. I mean, are you in marketing already, or how'd you think of this?
So, I'm glad that you asked. I've made several different little spoof parody, you know, absurd edits and stuff like that on my channel in the past. And so after arguing with all of these mask people,
You were breaking up. You were sending some COVID at me just now. It caused a break. Yeah, you just hit me with some COVID. Sorry. Because you're right. They now say it comes through the TV screen. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I apologize. This is a new mask, though. So, my wife, actually, we were going through and trying to figure out what song would be really good to use, and we were about to do She Blinded Me with Science for Dr. Birx, and but we decided, ultimately, when we were scrolling through and looking at different options, she saw Sunglasses at Night, and she said, I wear my face mask in my car, and the rest is history.
So your wonderful wife was the inspiration for this.
100% the choice of what song we chose, it all was absolutely 100% meant to be. We sat down and wrote the lyrics in about 5 or 6 minutes. My best friend did the singing for it, and
You have done well, Lord Vader. Yeah.
We're going to give you the Emperor Palpatine seal of approval. That's a very rare. It's not like a Michelin star for your restaurant. That's like the Emperor Palpatine seal of approval. I have not yet received that. But someday I'll make something as good as you've done. It's perfect.
I can't thank you enough, Alex. I'm really glad that you liked it. I hope that your audience likes it. We're actually working on something in the same vein right now. So
I'm told. I think they told me you have something else you made. I haven't seen it yet.
There's been one or two that we've released since then. Nothing that's terribly the same level of production and stuff. But we are working on something now that will be kind of a quality follow up to the face mask in the car song.
But now that we're on the Star Wars angle. Can Darth Vader remove his mask? Or that's just too dangerous when we come back. Because you could infect everybody watching if you took your mask off, right?
It's dangerous out here and in here. It's the disease is literally everywhere. I mean, the common cold is a
coronavirus. So, out of respect, like Fauci said, you're going to leave it on.
I have to. Well,
they're making arrests in England of husbands that kiss their wives, so please, keep the mask on. Please, please.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Of paper. It's about the respect. It's about the submission. Not to Islam, but Fauci-on. Bill Gates-on. So I'm wearing the Alex Jones mask, the Alex Jones Halloween mask. Does it matter? Just show respect. I'm doing it right now. Got another mask coming up next segment. But getting serious, I was just watching the White House spokeswoman destroying them on Twitter, fact-checking the president on Newsom going to send 38 million Californians a ballot, even if they're not registered, knowing it's all fraudulent, they're going to accept them. I mean, that's total fraud on its face, Media Bear. And now, quote, they're fact-checking the president. He's got his executive order. Is it too little, too late? What do you think about the situation getting serious?
Well, I'm just standing by to see the next heavily censored tweet from Donald Trump that'll let us know where this whole situation is heading.
What do you make of Hollywood and the left going, yeah, ban him, get rid of everybody's speech? I mean, they've totally converted to like what we always heard Fidel Castro was like. But we're like, oh, Castro doesn't really censor. They're like, yeah, we're like Mao Zedong, censor everybody.
Yeah, well, I'm actually well-versed in Hollywood. I'm a crew member of the illustrious IATSE filmmaking union here in Georgia, so I know it well.
Where do you think it's all going?
I think it's all going to for them to just capitulate to China completely, sell every single movie studio and TV station, and just hand over the rest of our culture to China.
I totally agree. Here is the spokesperson. I think she's doing a great job for the president because she knows how they're going to attack. She does her pre-research. McKinney, breaking it down. Here it is.
An egregious one that our U.S. military was responsible for the spread of the coronavirus. And that tweet, that disinformation, it took all the way until today when we raised concerns about it to get a fact check. So they appear to be very hastily eager to censor President Trump and some of his employees, but a little reluctant when it comes to China. It's a bit befuddling. But no one believes in the First Amendment more than the president. The president will take action to ensure that big tech does not stifle free speech and that the rights of all Americans to speak, tweet, and post are protected. And finally, I just want to note one other action of Twitter that I learned just before walking out here, that on the Mueller report, their anti-Trump headlines were anti-Trump by a ratio of 76-1. That's extraordinary, and it's not just bias aimed at President Trump and his employees. It's also aimed at everyday Americans. It's aimed at the movie Unplanned, as Twitter suspended their account and then came up with an excuse in the aftermath. And then just another example, that liberals are allowed to incite violence against the Covington kids, who were in the end proven right, and their video was taken out of context, and yet these individuals were allowed by Twitter to incite violence. It's very disturbing to see. So those are some of the president's concerns, and with that, I will take questions. Jim. Very nice time, Jim, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yesterday, the U.S. hit 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus. That happened at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. It took until about 9 in the morning for the president to recognize that on Twitter.
Hit pause on this. The attack is half those died in nursing homes in four states that Democrats shipped COVID patients in. Oh, it's the one group it'll kill. And they count shark attacks and gunshot wounds. Just annihilate them. Stop buying into the whole thing. Destroy them with the truth. These reporters are like, yesterday it had 100,000. Took the president till the morning to respond. It's his fault. I mean, just listen. All they want is to plunge the economy and create hysteria. Here it is.
after all, it was the impetus behind him lowering the flag to half staff. He did that for several days. Oh. And that was an acknowledgement of that number. Bruce Shannon acknowledged it in a tweet this morning.
But we hit 100,000 yesterday evening, and it took 13 hours, some odd hours, for him to recognize that and tweet about it.
I'm Jenna Costa. I'm Boehner. I'm all dead. Don't you think, Sunglasses at Night, Media Bear, that we should go on the offense about this? I mean, this is, I've got the numbers right here. 30-1 on average was the estimates of the death. Then the death ratio is at 3.2%. Now we know it's 0.03. I mean, this damn thing is a big hoax.
Yeah, it's pretty absurd. The last number I saw was 30 deaths per 100,000 here in the U.S.
What is that? It's like the
0.004.
Yeah, so it's even, okay, so I'm overestimating, yeah, because, yeah, wow. I mean, wow, you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning.
It's legitimately true that you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning. That's from the CDC.
Well, they're in the news saying gunshot wounds, car wrecks, mountain climbing accidents.
Yeah,
everything is COVID.
Good luck finding flu statistics for this year.
Well, they admit there's no flu deaths. It's all been moved over to this column. So, again, shouldn't the president just go on the offense about this and expose? But again, you're like, well, seizure. But Fauci was waiting like a time bomb loaded in there.
Yeah, it's absurd how, Fauci has already confirmed that hydroxychloroquine works on SARS, and now they're pretending that they need to go through all these tests again and stuff, and it's purely a drama and an opera for a bunch of masked people and idiots in the country.
Well, that's because he's invested in Resvezavir, however you say it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's mad.
What do you make of Gates's vaccines in humans and animals getting banned because they're killing so many animals?
Well, let's just say that we're working on something for Bill Gates, something absurd that will perfectly ridicule his attempts at vaccinating the entire world.
I wear my Nazi armband at night so I can. Kind of like that?
Something like that. It'll be a completely different tune, though.
Look at those teeth. Yeah, nothing more dangerous than a psychotic nerd.
Yeah, I can't get enough of seeing him get hit in the face with a pie.
I'm just glad it wasn't a baseball bat with nails. God, that'd have been terrible.
Yeah, me too. That's true.
Like big old, like 6-inch long nails. Like just wham, right in the side. But you know what? Seriously, the last thing I want is anything bad happen to him. I want him to live a long, good life in a pain induction chamber.
Absolutely. That looks delicious. Look at that. That looks absolutely delicious.
Well, maybe he'll commit suicide to make room for the rest of us. You know, he says killing old people gets jobs. Well, he's kind of old now. Or his dad's 95 in that nursing home. I mean, you know, I don't wish any harm against Bill Gates Sr., head of Planned Parenthood, a eugenicist Nazi. I'm just saying, like, hey, you know, save the earth, Bill. How about we put some COVID patients with your dad, huh? Well, and that's the policy, right?
I love it. Yes. Excellent point.
Media Bear, we got you surrounded. Approach your door with your hands visible, your gloves on, and your mask tight. You've been reported for having contact with somebody that's been infected with an asymptomatic disease.
Hold on, what's going on there at your house?
We're going to stick a needle in your arm and vaccinate you.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the
time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And Bill Gates and the UN. I am here on air. I am supreme. I am moral. Never shake hands again. Never kiss again. Everyone must be raised in test tubes. All babies must be born in test tubes. This is the promise of the New World Order. We have a hero on with us right now who only wears his face mask at night everywhere he goes. He's a hero. Tell us more, my hero, Media Bear, about what you're doing.
Well, in my opinion, ridicule is the best antidote for this absurdity. So I'm just going to keep having fun making fun of these people and trying to spread more of the word of how absurd and ridiculous all of these things that they want to do to our society really is.
Well, we've got another music video you put out, a little short one, but what else do you have coming out soon? Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. I was being rude to you. I want to support you. Doesn't matter if my mask is fake like everybody else's. Like people also wear the same gloves, which means nothing. Like if you ever worked in medical stuff, you take gloves off during every procedure. But now there's just you wear a glove, it's another sign of how good you are, right?
Sure.
I know you're wearing a glove.
I mean, I've got hundreds of thousands of these, so why wouldn't I just change them every few minutes and just stay safe? I'm just trying to do this to protect everybody else.
Yeah, you're just
So what's coming next here? Because in L.A. they say the kids never go back, without they all stay alone. There's no more touching ever. The left already wanted to get rid of, like, playing tag and sports. So this is just like bubble people. Isn't this a great new future?
No, it actually is. I've completely separated from my entire family. I live
good.
In the that way. I can't spread it that way.
No. Yes, you mean you can't spread the humans that way?
Mm. Oh, God, that mask is great, Alex.
Well, it keeps you safe. You want to tell me I'm a hero?
Well, no, you're doing this to save and protect your entire crew. I mean, any amount of droplets could escape from you and potentially infect the entire
Exactly. Excelsior! What about vaccines? You need those. You need me to put a special shot in you, my friend.
A vaccine isn't going to be enough. It's going to need to include a microchip or a quantum tattoo or some sort of digital certificate.
Which has all been announced, my pretty.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know.
And anyone that doesn't do it is a bad person and should be imprisoned.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that. Before the last break, I had a contact tracer knock on my door, and they said,
"I saw that happen. I'm a hero."
Yeah, they. It's
I'm just busy being a hero right now. Oh, I'm a hero.
Oh, I love it. You're doing your part, Alex. You really are.
Talk about the contact tracer.
I'm going to give it a thought crowd and pick this off real quick. Sorry, I'm exposing everyone. Emergency. Biological weapon release. Biological weapon release. Humanoid DNA.
Well, it was a very short meeting. They knocked on the door. They said, you know, that I had potentially been in contact with someone who was infected with, you know, a disease that they didn't show any symptoms.
And so if you were infected, though, we'd send you to a nursing home right away, though.
Well, right.
Family can't visit in case you have COVID, but if you have it, we send you there.
Sure. Well, they said that they would allow me to wait until I finished with you, and then I'm going to be remanded into their care.
You know, we joke about that, but you've seen the footage out of Europe and out of Canada and here where they're grabbing people that criticize COVID lockdowns.
Yes, absolutely. I have a feeling that's not why they've come for me. I think
this is all a cover just to be arresting and grabbing people.
Yeah. This is to keep everybody around me safe. They just want to take me. They said that the microchip implant would take only moments. It would be painless, and then I could go back to Kroger.
All right, well, we love your song, and we appreciate you. People can find you at Media Bear for now at YouTube. Where else can people find the work you're doing?
Everything's there on my YouTube channel. As far as the other stuff that's out there that we're doing, we've got a couple different things going on, and they can all be found out there.
Absolutely. Including this new little piece you did called Hydroxyclean. Take it or you're a racist. Here it is.
You may have heard about a virus called COVID-19. It's a virus that is extremely contagious. You may have it now with no symptoms and may pass it off to someone who may never even know they caught it. That's why we made HydroxyClean. It's amazing. Watch how HydroxyClean unleashes the power of hydroxychloroquine, making engineered viruses disappear like magic without vaccines or microchips. For boomers, HydroxyClean is a must. It goes deep down into the circulatory system, gets rid of the Rona and the cough. Have you ever spread an asymptomatic disease to someone who didn't know they got it? Well, HydroxyClean is tough on man-made viruses without the damaging effects of sterilizing hundreds of thousands of Indian children. Some talking heads say, no HydroxyClean, Orange Man bad, but HydroxyClean safely removes the virus, even on boomers. It's the Rona remover for the people you love. Add a scoop of HydroxyClean to every dose of zinc and azithromycin. It'll boost the Rona removing power. Don't just clean it. HydroxyClean it.
Works great for COVID, though.
So we know, though, to get serious, that Z-Pak kills the bacteria that can carry the virus. If you have zinc, it takes out hydroxychloroquine, it pushes in the cells. That's what all the studies show. They're trying to, like, say vitamin C isn't good to stop scurvy, or oxygen isn't good for humans, or that plants don't need water. We all know they need Brondo, is what they crave. I mean, this war on the fact that this is a disease of deficiency of vitamin D3, of zinc and C, I mean, how evil is it they're trying to cover that up as well?
Yeah, it is actually pretty disturbing when you consider that these are things that we could be doing preventatively. You know, a lot of people already were taking vitamin supplements and washing their hands and stuff like that to stay safe and healthy. I don't see why it's such a...
we're being taught this giant new phobia with Fauci saying, don't ever shake hands again. What a cult!
Completely absurd. And I don't think that people are going to accept it. I think they've overplayed their hand on this. And I think that when they try to roll it out again, there will be massive pushback and that they'll never, ever be able to do this again.
No, I agree with you. But if they get away with it, then they may try a new scam.
Yes.
So that's why, I mean, I think they should really be punished for what they've done. I mean, all their models were wrong. They were all lies. The fact that they organized it is how you can bring them down. I mean, they've really been caught red-handed. In closing, what do you make of Trump's executive order saying he's going after big tech? Think it's actually going to happen?
Yes, I think it most likely will happen. I mean, he's the president, right? So, I think that he'll...
Well, if he wants to lose, he'll sit there and do nothing. I mean, we're pretty far behind the eight ball here. Doesn't matter how popular he is. They're mailing out hundreds of millions of fake ballots right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty disturbing situation.
You've got all these CEO little chicken neck people that are working with the Chi-Coms that have literally hijacked the country, and they're all so arrogant that they think we're going to just keep taking it. That's not how this works.
Yeah, it's our duty to point out the absurdity and to resist it at every angle.
Well, can't wait to see your next work, Media Bear, at the YouTube Media Bear. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks, bud.
Oh, you like Super Blue?
Yeah, I wanted to mention that this was what I was brushing my teeth with in the video.
Well, hold on to that, because the Democrats tell me if I try to sell that again, they'll arrest me, even though it's totally legal. But hey, it's the same Democrats up in New York that ran the death camps for the old people. So we got a surprise for them. Thank you so much, sir. All right, your calls, Trish and April and Hope Ashio and Patrick and Michael.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we have Jason Jones coming up with three or four guests. Always a powerful hour in the war room. Right now, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Want to go to April, Hope Shield, Trish, Patrick, and at least Michael before we end this hour. We're going to go to the order the calls were received. I guess up front would be Hope Sheila, if I'm pronouncing that right, South Dakota. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Oh, yeah, you're pronouncing that right, Alex. Thank you.
What do you make of what's going on?
Well, partner, last time I called you, you were mentioning about the martial law that you had been reading about that was going on in South Dakota, and I wanted to give you an update on what's happening on one of our reservations. So the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe just passed a tribal ordinance, number 83, which suspends tribal sovereignty, allowing the state to come onto the res and control traffic, suspends HIPAA laws, and can get people put in jail if they're found to be COVID carriers or committed, and it can even control what people are distributed to eat. So everything they do to the American people, they test first on the American Indians.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the beta test.
Yes.
So what's happening to you is for everybody, which they admit is the plan. Wow, total surveillance, total control, suspension of your rights, crazy.
They went and told, they basically have passed a resolution, which they can't do. Under the 1968 American Indian Civil Rights Act, no tribal council can pass any law that violates our constitutional rights.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, a state or even the feds aren't supposed to pass something that does that, so how can another nation do it?
Yeah, and that's what they're doing right now. They're beta testing it on Cheyenne River. So what you're seeing in the news about all these checkpoints, that's to get us into a martial law state in South Dakota on the reservations. They're doing it now.
Well, we know about the sterilization on the reservations as well. It's really been, and again, it's all compartmentalized. It's not the average person doing it, but it doesn't give an excuse to people that aren't involved. Our acquiescence, now that we know it's going on, makes us parties to it if we don't say no to it.
Exactly. And so what they're saying now is that they're bringing down the ratcheting of these lockdown orders. I don't believe it. I think it's, as you said, the second wave, maybe the bio attack, but they just instituted this on the reservations. It was Cheyenne River anyway.
Well, you saw Gates say 3 weeks ago with Colbert, he said, oh, this is really just a test. The real one's coming. So, again, they get us locked down as a test, then the big one hits. And I think if people don't expose that, we have no hope. I mean, this is big, folks. This is real, and this is deadly dangerous. God bless you, sir. Thanks for calling, Hoax Sheila. Okay, let's go to Patrick in Texas, then Michael. Patrick, go ahead.
Yes, I was calling in reference to an action plan for Trump. We've talked a lot in the past, but the thing we really need to do is just...
Your phone's a little distorted. Can you back off of it?
Is that better?
Go ahead and try again.
Okay. The big thing we need to do is just have an all-out front attack on the globalists. And you need to come at them with multiple parameters. It needs to be, you know, no less than, say, 5 to 10 different major items that they hold dear. And, you know, a lot of things that really get to him is like with Flynn. Who cares what's going on with the corrupt judge and all the other crap? Hire him back immediately. Put him in a role and give him a title.
No, I agree. Hire Flynn back and make him chief of staff and then just bring in the whole military.
Exactly.
It's not the military's perfect, but let me tell you, Trump brings in the military. They're loyal to America. They're going to do what they're told.
Like,
just kick all the bureaucrats and the lawyers out.
Exactly. Get away all the little corrupt pieces of social trash that we don't need in that environment. And the other thing is go on a statement, make an issue, it's executive order. You know, it's our intent to deport all illegal aliens immediately due to an imminent threat to our election integrity. You know, put something out there, let them know we're not playing around. You're going to take out a huge percentage of their fraudulent voting base with that. And they know
no, I agree. Trump has to go on. And again, it's not even that illegals are the enemy. They're just trying to get a better life. They're used as a weapon. The Democrats are using him as a weapon. So, yeah, exactly. Block it all. I totally agree, Patrick. Sorry, but your phone's breaking up. You made good points, but it's hard to pick up. Thank you. Call me back again when your phone's better. Michael in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's great to finally talk to you, Alex.
Great to talk to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Okay, this is very important. I live in Hollywood, and the New World Order system has been set up here for a very long time now. And I think it is because of the fact that I'm half black, they have targeted me and my family. My neighbor was Ed Buck. And
oh, well, no wonder you got targeted. For what you didn't know what you saw. That was, again, one of the main procurers for their satanic rituals.
You know what? They've been doing this to my family for way longer than everything that, you know, has been exposed about him. But, you know, the good thing is I found out exactly what's going on and how they're doing it. And they have people everywhere. They're all around us. And we are being watched through our phones and monitored. And if we take down this...
Well, listen, it's on record. The 5 Silicon Valley companies are in your email, in your text messages, in your live feeds. They admit, quote, watching you. Now, they're in the news like, oh, we watch what you text message. They're in our phones. If the NSA did that, they'd be arrested, and they should. But the left does it, and it's like cutesy. It's a giant mafia that gave themselves this power. But as long as we expose them, they have no power.
You know what? I don't know if you remember when Trump gave a speech after the Iran incident in the beginning of the year.
Yes.
He was slurring a lot of words, and he almost he looked like he was going to fall or something.
I remember that. Yeah,
You know, this is the way they kill people here, and I know because they've been doing it to me. They first put something into your food that makes you susceptible to what the people they have everywhere around you. It's like a big chess game.
It's not a binary weapon. Well, yeah, if you don't think world leaders get hit with binary weapons, then you're I mean, it definitely goes on. And we know Trump's been jacked with. I talk to people in the White House, and they have to literally have the Secret Service randomly go out and get him food. He's not into fast food, like they say. They just randomly go to this store, go to that store. They don't know who's doing it. But you don't think the left's trying to poison the president, folks? They're all in the news saying kill him. I mean, let me tell you something. Sean Hannity can't even go out to eat in New York now. I'll leave it at that. So I'm not supposed to tell the stories. But the left, like, takes steaks he's going to eat and wipes their asses with them and everything else. I mean, this is war. Michael, thank you so much for the call. April in Michigan, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I'd like to talk about the elderly murders. My mom was murdered January 1st in a nursing home. I tried everything I could to save her. She was drugged to death. I filed an emergency petition in court to save her, and I have recordings of everything. The judge didn't have time to hear it. The nursing home lied on the stand. APS lied on the stand. So he rescheduled the hearing for 2 weeks later. I knew she wasn't going to be alive, and she was dead. And they had her on morphine, Advan, fentanyl. They increased her fentanyl on the day she died, even though she wasn't waking up. He knew what was happening to her. He was so scared. She didn't want to die. She said she didn't want to be on hospice. Like, these are sick people, and they falsify records, and there's a bunch of lies.
Oh, the insurance companies pay to kill old people. And what you just said is key. She knew what was happening. What did she say to you?
She said, why are they doing this to me? And I'm like, she said she didn't want to die, point blank, period.
Well, it's just like the black man begging for his life. George Floyd, he said, you're killing me. He started laughing. He's like, God, you don't kill me. That's like a really strong, endearing point. Like, he's like laughing. He's like, man, you're going to really kill me. And like, she was sitting there begging for her life, and they just kill her, huh?
Yes. And I tried to get an autopsy. They wouldn't allow me to get an autopsy. I called the police to investigate it because I have all the evidence. They won't do anything.
Well, they've got actuaries, and the hospital just get, or the nursing home gets told, this is the care you get by computer. They go, oh, it's a computer, so it's okay. And then that person's money has run out. They just kill them.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Her and that's what Bill Gates said. He said, hey, we got to kill grandma.
He yeah.
Well, hey, how about Bill Gates goes first? You know, I don't wish any harm myself, but if Bill Gates wants so much death, I'd respect him more if he pulled out a knife and just went, like, you know, show me how big what big man you are right now. Let's see it, man. Let's see you cut your ear to ear, man. Or let's do seppuku, like, boom, all the way. Let's show me what a big man you are. Oh, no. You want me to die. You want everybody else to die. Well, I'm sorry to hear that about your family, my friend.
Oh, I'm fighting for justice and letting people know what's going on. That's all I can do.
You know, go pick it out in front of where they did it. And people driving in just say, beware, they're going to kill your family. You don't know the power of third-dimensional war. Believe me, I don't mean that. I don't know the power. The power is transcendent. We must hit the first wave, third dimension warfare. We all have to physically put the skin in the game because it's going down. And there are going to be some white people do bad things to black people. There are going to be some black people do bad things to white people. There's going to be brown people do bad things, whatever. It doesn't matter. We know the manipulation behind it. We have to come together for human dignity and freedom. We've got our own scores to settle. We'll do that. Don't worry. But the New World Order is the big threat. It's the alien threat. Hour number four, straight ahead. Trish, stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.